All right, let's move on to 1325.
Authorize a competitive solicitation for the purchase of security services for Smart Park Garages and the Portland Streetcar Facility at an estimated amount of $4 million.
Mr. Jacobs.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Michael Jacobs. I'm the Smart Park Manager for the Bureau of Transportation. Again, the ordinance before you this morning is to authorize a competitive solicitation for the purchase of security services for Smart Park Garages and the Portland Streetcar Facility at an estimated amount of about $4 million for a total of 5 years to be paid for through garage and streetcar receipts. Security is critically important as the safety of shoppers, visitors, and business customers is important in carrying out the Smart Park mission. As in other cities around the nation, downtown parking garages are heavily used by legitimate customers, but also can occasionally attract those who conduct themselves unlawfully or misuse the garages, which can discourage parking in the garages and can also have a negative impact on economic growth. With that, I respectfully request Council's authorization for procurement services to issue a competitive solicitation for security services at the Smart Park Garages and the Streetcar Facility. Be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, questions.
Well, what's the current system that's established for dealing with any complaints that we receive about the conduct of any of these security personnel?
About the security personnel? They will be reported to the security company, and they have their own internal procedures.
So how do we review? So do we monitor complaints, that if any?
I don't monitor the complaints that come in against security guards, but I can tell you that I haven't received any complaints that I can think of in the last 3 or 4 years.
So if a citizen felt like they were poorly treated, you would have heard
about it. By a security guard? Typically, I would hear about it, and the security company would let me know if they got a complaint.
Well, I bring a certain experience working in a commission-style form of government where communication is not our strong suit. So unless you have a formal mechanism for receiving complaints, it may or may not come to your attention, and you don't know what you don't know. So what is the formal mechanism for advising the city of complaints regarding the security services?
They are required to give us monthly activity reports, and we meet with them twice a month in management meetings, and in those meetings they would bring up any of those concerns.
But we meet with the companies, right?
Yes.
Commissioner Fish is basically asking, is there a way for a citizen to figure out who within the city to complain?
It is posted on our website, and we can certainly look at improving ways where the public can know who to contact if they have concerns.
And I'm not suggesting there is some wholesale problem. This is something Commissioner Novick and I have been talking about in a different context. I'm just interested in making sure that particularly where we contract out services that we have – The fact that we contract out services is of no concern to the average person in the public. They're gonna come to one of these lots. They're gonna either get good service or bad service, and if they get bad service, they're gonna want to know who they complain to, and they're gonna want to know that it's taken seriously. So, I'm asking innocently, what is that mechanism? And because we're talking about security services, people are operating in an area that sometimes results in, interactions with the public which could become charged, and where we're hoping people show good judgment. And so I just want to make sure we have a system whereby we're getting good real-time information and able to monitor the performance under this contract.
Hey, you raised an interesting question. Not just in this form of government, but certainly in this one, if people can't figure out who to complain to, they often complain to the mayor's office about TriMet or the schools or anything else.
Yeah.
And so, not being a little flippant, but I don't recall us getting any complaints about security at the parking garages either. So if they were unable to find them the right place in our structure, they would end up in my office, and I don't remember hearing anything lately. But it's a good one to watch.
Commissioner, I think that's a reasonable point, and I'd like to explore the possibility of using signage at the garages or something so that people are aware that there is a city office they can call.
Other questions or concerns?
To reconfirm, the contract requires the employees to be at least $15 an hour.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, it passes the second reading, 1326.